This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Kiefer?
Where is he?
Where's Kiefer?
Where is Kiefer?
Hey, Kiefer, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
And when you eat it, it, after a short spell, it acts like Viagra.
Souvenir of the honeycomb from the colony that almost killed my husband.
I met a similar species on assignment in Sri Lanka. Regina.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. That was a good medley of some previous Madni. From I think earlier this year. Those were somewhat recent.
Yeah, those were all 2025ers, I think.
Jones, we go out to the great state of Oregon. I've never been to Oregon. Never been out there.
My wife went to U of O. Spent a lot. I've spent some time Portland, the surrounding area as well, Lake Oswego, things like that. Yeah,
you're not going to want to go to Oregon after hearing this story, though.
No.
Yeah,
Multnomah County now says dysentery is on the rise.
Oh,
that's right, on the rise. Stock up, dysentery.
That's going to be a high tier. Maybe I don't want to say goat tier, but it's moving up. It's moving up is what it's doing.
I don't know if you've ever been plagued by dysentery. It sounds awful.
Not real life me.
No. Oh, in the games. Sure. Well, yeah.
Maybe video game me.
Well, they'll tell you a little bit about it. They'll tell you about some of the issues here. Go ahead.
Multnomah County now says dysentery is on the rise. 2024 saw over 150 cases reported by people that had not been anywhere international. That's way over the 96 cases from the year before. That bacterial disease can cause cramps, vomiting, diarrhea, and a high fever. It is highly contagious. The best way to avoid it? Wash your hands. In the winter, when public restrooms are often closed, it can also be a big problem for Oregon's homeless population.
Okay. So, highly contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your hands. Keep those mitts clean, and you got a chance of maybe avoiding this thing. But diarrhea, fever, cramps, stomach pain. It says you could have the runs for several days.
Oh, boy. See, I hate all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also says you can have this for 4 or more weeks.
What?
That could be a month of your life, a month of the year, bang, dysentery.
What?
Not good.
No, yeah. It's not good at all.
No.
No wonder it was wiping people out left and right on the trail. So,
well, it's
yikes.
Funny that we bring this up because we've also, two of the things that I remember specifically from Oregon Trail, outside of just shooting too many buffalo and having way too much meat that breaks the axles and I can't keep going.
I was
going
to say, a broken axle.
Broken axle.
Fording a river, is that on your list?
Fording a river was very popular. No, but there was two things that could really get you.
Afflictions.
Two afflictions, whether it's to you or a buddy of yours that you typed in their name.
Dysentery for sure.
Dysentery, snake bite.
Oh yeah, that's a rough
bite.
One.
Like, oh, Jeff just got bit by a snake. And Jeff's like, come on. You're like, listen, I got no control over this.
Now, off the question yesterday, would you rather have dysentery or get bitten by a snake?
Oh, so, wow. Great question.
Nick, this is the hard-hitting stuff right here. I think,
wouldn't you rather you'd rather have dysentery.
I don't know. I've had a month of it. Wait, let me follow up. Do I see the snake bite me, or I just, like, feel the snake bite me? This is pretty significant.
Let's say you can't see it, just so you can answer
you
the
feel
question.
It.
All right. If I just feel it, like, ow, ah, that got me.
Yeah.
If it's you just one of those, ah, that got
you
me.
You can't see it, but you can hear it.
Yeah, you don't even know what. Oh, you can hear it.
Oh. Well, maybe the dysentery. Maybe the dysentery, I think. I don't know.
You'd rather deal with a month of the hot poops and, you know, a headache than you would one little snake bite.
I also love the news story where the guy is like, all these people that had it, none of them traveled internationally. So we can't blame it on any other country. We want to. We would love to blame it on another country. So this is Jones's theory. Inside job.
Inside job. Nice.
The people of Oregon, they started this. Now they're spreading it around.
What about people that had not been anywhere international?
Yeah, he wanted to blame them.
We don't need to pile on. Like they're Charlie Kelly never leaving Philly. Like, we don't need to pile on. These people have never been anywhere.
These they're Oregonians.
Just, no.
Trees in Oregon.
Say
there's
again?
Trees.
There's trees.
Oh, there's trees for sure. Oh, yeah.
There's trees.
But, you know, it's a bit of a, it's an interesting city. I haven't been to Portland in a few years, but the last time I went, it was struggling a bit as a city, as some of these West Coast cities are. San Francisco, Portland. So as the reporter said there, you know, it's not great for the unhoused community there in the winter. It's just strictly about washing. You wash your hands and we get rid of dysentery.
Too easy.
You think
I feel
so?
Like something like this. Yeah.
So they just were very, just peeing all over their hands on the Oregon Trail. Is that what was going on? I guess I didn't realize that. There were streams everywhere. They weren't washing their hands on the trail.
No, they weren't. Huh. They were just ripe with the stuff. It says fewer than 200,000 cases in the U.S. per year.
Okay. That's a low number? I mean, I guess you have, what, 300 million, 300 plus million? I guess that's a low number. Still sounds like a lot of people not washing their hands.
According to the internet, it is treatable by a medical professional. It does require a medical diagnosis. Lab tests or imaging are often required. It spreads through contaminated food or water.
Yeah, I thought, am I confusing dysentery with, like, I thought you got, like, if you drank right out of a stream and or, like, out of a pond and the water was, I thought that was dysentery. What am I confusing that with?
No, maybe you're right, but I think once one person gets it through the bad food
and
water,
yeah, now we're
then
talking.
You give it to all your buds. Everybody in the tent is getting dysentery. That'd be my guess. But yeah, not good. We've had a lot of real issues here between the snakes and the bananas.
Yeah.
And the spiders and the grapes. It's a mess. That dysentery just running through the state of Oregon.
Well, and again, it's just what's up with that state and dysentery? That's what I want to know. Between the video game and everything, they were very ahead of the curve. I mean, that game knew what they were doing. Like, it was very much out in front. But I would say
was
particularly
it too real?
Yeah, maybe.
But Multnomah County now says dysentery is on the rise.
If you were going to see, I was about to say this and then I'm like, I might be getting it confused. Cholera was big on the Oregon Trail, text line said as well. Cholera.
People are going crazy with cholera.
I thought cholera might have been like a medieval thing, but that maybe it made a comeback there on the trail. If you had to, not to put you on the spot for tears, Keith, maybe this is good for next week, but would Oregon Trail be a GOAT video game, computer game?
Oh, 100%.
Like Oregon Trail, Doom.
Let's go! Doom, Oregon Trail. Remember Number Munchers and Word Munchers?
Can I look that
up? You don't remember Number Munchers and or Word Munchers?
On a work computer? I'm not sure I can say I do. No.
There was a game that it was like basically like a grid. It was either 3x3 or 4x4.
Uh-huh.
And then
go on. Yeah.
So there I am, middle of the night playing Word Munchers.
4x4 munching away. Yeah, go.
And it'd be like, it would say on the top, it would say like U.S. Presidents.
Uh-huh.
And then each box had like a different name in it. But they'd throw you. They'd be like, yeah, Ronald Reagan. That's when you want to go in there. You want to munch. And then there'd be other ones that would be like, you know, Benjamin Franklin, who as a kid, you're like, sounds like a president.
Right.
Not a president.
Not a president.
So you don't want to eat that. And then they would have somebody that would come in and chase you, almost like a Pac-Man scenario. And then the Number Munchers was basically just like learning math. It'd be like multiples of five. And then you're out there hammering away.
Okay.
It was one of the early computer games that I remember playing.
Okay, I don't recall
they were
that.
Great.
So that would be GOAT tier as well.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're going to get a million texts coming in being like, oh, I remember number munchers and or word munchers.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now, so far, and there's a delay, but so far there are zero of these.
That's a delay.
But okay, do you
that
remember
the delay.
Number and or word munchers? I'd have Ski Free on there. I like Ski Free.
Which was Ski Free?
Ski Free was like you're bombing down the mountain and you're just, yeah, you're going off jumps.
Yeah.
You're kind of, you know, doing tricks and things like this. Maybe you scoop past somebody, their jacket comes flying off. And then next thing you know, you're like halfway down the mountain, the abominable monster comes out of nowhere and eats you. A Yeti.
Okay.
A Sasquatch, I think is what that thing was. Was it a bear or was poor artwork? Whatever it was. You don't remember Ski Free?
I don't. I'm too busy playing number munchers.
You were educating yourself. I was just too busy trying to figure out how to get past the Sasquatch / Yeti / bear, whatever it was.
I didn't have time for that. But what a leap, too, for a kid to go from one day playing Oregon Trail to one day playing Doom.
Yeah, that's a jump.
You're like, wow, like he could do a lot of stuff here. That's a lot of blood. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, was IDKFA the code to get all weapons?
Oh, I don't remember. Do you know? You guys know that?
I think it was IDKFA.
Nick or Billy, they're both giving you the shrug back there.
Come on, guys.
I'm not up on my Doom cheats.
I'm checking the text line. I see
plenty of cheats, but not that one. Tyson, got it.
Oh, yeah.
Blood code, got it. Yeah. 30 guy code, got it.
Contra. Yeah, Contra is a classic.
I see one. Oh, wait. Hang on. They're coming in.
Here they come.
I remember number munchers and or word munchers! !
There it is.
Number Thank munchers. You. Number munchers. This might be the same person who texted in about Najee Harris. Number munchers sucks.
But you've heard of it, sir or ma'am.
Then I also got a never heard of it.
Damn it.
Ooh, somebody said, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? That's a good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
Sim City, good one.
All right, Sim City was great.
Snood.
Snood.
Snood. Yeah. Snood's addictive.
I know how Keith reacts to that. That was Keith saying, I don't really like Snood very much. He was just being nice.
I didn't mind Snood. I played Snood later in life.
Yeah.
He did remember the cheat code for Doom, though. IDKFA was all weapons, ammo, and keys.
Okay. Well, look, kids.
I'm the man.
Kids out there. Terp, if you're down the hall listening. If you don't know the video game, The Oregon Trail, and you want to play it in real life, just go to Portland.
Kids now might not know cheat codes.
Yeah, well, just go to Portland. You can get dysentery on your own, just like we used to on The Oregon Trail at our Dell desktops. So if you want to play along, you can. So there's the madness, Kiefer Madness, each and every week, sometimes multiple times per week.
Sure.
On Jones and Keith.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.